This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series, Nothing But the Blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. In the blood, and only in the blood, we find 1. Salvation. 2. Righteousness. 3. Holiness. 4. Deliverance. You know, yesterday I was reading in the book of Exodus 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. And, you know, every one of those chapters addresses the hardness of Pharaoh's heart. And even though God was speaking through Moses, Pharaoh hardened his heart because he was a hard taskmaster. And, you know, ultimately Satan is a hard taskmaster. But our God is a deliverer. And that is something that you need to understand. God is a deliverer. He wants you to be set free. God does not want you to be oppressed. He doesn't want you to be under the influence of the enemy. This is why Isaiah chapter 61 and 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. So what did he come? He came to proclaim liberty to the captives. And he still sets the captives free. It's interesting that Jesus quoted this verse in Luke chapter 4 at the beginning of his ministry. Chapter 4 verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And so Jesus came to bring liberty. He still sets the captives free. And this is why we find deliverance in the blood. You know, God doesn't want you to be under the control of anything that's not of him. And yet, there are many in the body of Christ, like I said, that are slaves to sin, to addictions, to dysfunctions. Psalm 107 verse 10, those who sat in darkness and the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. And so you may be in bondage today as a direct result of your own bad decisions or associations. But even still, the blood has power to save and deliver. You may be a captive to lust, depression, anxiety or anger, fear or confusion, addiction or unforgiveness, bitterness or rejection. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 7 says there's a time to be silent and a time to speak. Child of God, it's time to be delivered. It's time to be set free. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Again, it's time to be delivered. It's time to be set free. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The NIV. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Amplified. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, freedom. You see, Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The precious blood of Jesus will set you free. God doesn't want you to be oppressed. He wants you to be free. And, you know, this is the reality, is that sometimes people are under assault in their soul. And at times people don't even realize that. They just think, oh, I just feel down. I just feel discouraged. I feel depressed, or I feel like taking my life or something. You know, people can get into some really dark places. But Psalm 142 and 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they've secretly set a snare for me. And you know, Satan is trying to snare you. He is trying to oppress you. He is trying to trap you. But God wants you to be free. He wants to deliver you. And like I said, sometimes your soul is under assault and Satan and the powers of darkness are trying to overwhelm you. Psalm 61 and 2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That word overwhelm means to shroud, to clothe, from the idea of darkness, to languish, to cover over, to fail, faint, feebler, hide self, be overwhelmed or swoon. And so we have this picture almost of Satan trying to suffocate a soul, so to speak. Again, Psalm 61 and 1, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I'll cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. He didn't say if, he said when. And times like this will come, where you feel overwhelmed, where things look hopeless, you feel like you can't go on. And in many instances, you're under attack and you don't even realize it. So again, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And so, you know, Satan bides his time. He picks his moment. You know, Luke 4:13 said he waited until an opportune time. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Sometimes what seems to be a random problem, issue, or trial is actually a carefully crafted plot to take you out. Satan is deadly serious about what he does, because Jesus told us in John 10:10 that Satan comes to rob, to kill, to destroy. Satan is a liar, a deceiver, and a destroyer. So don't allow him to bring confusion, dysfunction, or destruction into your life. 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. The New Living, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. And the good news, after all, we're not unaware of his intentions. And so many of Satan's attacks are against our mind, because if he can confuse your identity, he can determine your destiny. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In many instances, Satan plants the thought or feeling and then accuses the person for having it. He sells the sin or temptation and then condemns you for buying it. This is why Revelation 12:10 refers to him as the accuser of the brethren. Satan loves to accuse people. How can you be a Christian and you just had that thought? You know, Numbers chapter 13 addresses this very thing, because, you know, the 12 spies went into the land. 10 of them had a negative report and only 2 of them had a good report. And it's interesting that, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out. That's Numbers 13:32, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giant, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so were we in their sight. And so again, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And this is why Satan works so hard to create a picture of you that's not based on reality. Satan knows very well that if he can succeed in distorting your perception of reality, he's well on the way to making you something you're not. And again, there are many people today in our society that are living a lie because they believe a lie. You know, God doesn't make mistakes. And so this is part of God's order, part of God's creation. And therefore, like I said, personally, I believe Satan is assaulting so many people today in their identity. But when you look at things from the perspective of God's word, it makes more sense. Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. You see, we have deliverance from darkness and demons through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because many people feel like they're in a prison. Their body is free, but their soul is bound. Their minds are captive to depression, despair, fear, anxiety, addiction, lust, torment, oppression. Sometimes oppressive, obsessive, or even suicidal thoughts are tormenting them. And it seems like they're even losing control of their mind. And I think it's important to understand that you're not losing your mind. In many instances, you're simply under assault. And many people don't understand or acknowledge spiritual warfare or deliverance. And thus, because again, a stronghold is a dwelling place of darkness. The problem is you can't and won't satisfy your spirit, because there is no amount of wealth, drugs, drink, power, porn, lovers, etc. that can fill the empty places in your heart. And this is the tragedy, is people live and die without ever discovering the satisfaction that comes through knowing the God who made you, through knowing forgiveness, through knowing the cleansing and deliverance that comes through the blood. Because we must understand that the spirit guides, but a spirit drives. The Holy Spirit leads, but demons dominate. And so, as I finish, let me read this quote by Derek Prince, 1915 to 2003. Every area not submitted to Christ is open to satanic influence. And so, again, this is where we must understand that deliverance comes through the blood. There is deliverance in demonic oppression through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Learn to plead the blood over yourself, over your children, over your family, over your life. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we finish our series on Nothing But the Blood.